Hello, my name is Barry. I would like to welcome you to Christianity Explained, where my goal is to share biblical principles and ideas to help you with your Christian walk. Are you struggling with the idea of praying? Ever think of prayer as easy as one would talk to a personal friend? It really can be. In fact, scripture even says of such thing. Even Jesus said to his disciples towards the end, "I will now talk with you as one with a friend," and real things, incredible things. That's in John. Now, it's easy to read passages like that, or the one where the Lord speaking to Miriam and her brother, Aaron, that shouldn't you be a little worried? Because I talk to Moses as a friend would talk to a friend, where others I talk in dreams and dark saying, all that. Shouldn't you be a little bit nervous? Why? Could it be because the Lord takes it personally when we go in and insult his friend? I didn't say the Lord's anointed. No. I said his personal friend. Yeah. Please, tell me, wouldn't you be a little upset if somebody treated your friend, personal friend, that you actually care about, badly, like that? Probably not. If so, I kind of wonder what kind of friend you are. But that's the beauty of it. How do we get to such a location, such a position where we can talk with the Father as one would talk to a friend, face to face, as scripture puts it? It begins with getting to know who God is. It begins by starting a conversation and asking some questions like, what does this mean in the scripture? Father, why were you upset when this guy peed on the ground? Yeah, there is a passage in Genesis where somebody did just that. You have to read it for yourself. There's a lot of things to learn. But here's the thing. A lot of what you read will be shaped by the lens you're reading the scripture from. When I first started learning about who God was, I'm reading like a novel and saying like, okay, what the heck is going on? And thought it, because I didn't have a computer, I didn't have internet in those days, or any of that stuff. So I didn't even have a Bible study group that I could talk to anyone with. So I just started talking to the Lord and saying, God, what the heck is going on here? What's this all about? That's a little weird, a little excessive much. I had asked those questions. At the time, I didn't know that what I was supposed to do, talk with the Lord. And in time, I eventually discovered that he was looking to answer back and give insight. But as I came to know him and know what his character is, know that he hates sin. Not the sinner that he's hating. It's the sin that we get into. And I am not going to play the stupid name the sin crap, okay? That's an issue between you and God. So if you're getting that, oh my God, then you need to talk with the Lord and ask, why is this triggering me? Why am I reacting to this? Holy Spirit, please help me to know, why am I reacting to something when he actually didn't say a word? Well, that is going to have to wait for teaching on the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that's doing the convicting. I'm not. Because I can point at myself and look at my own behavior and see what's not right as far as God's concerned, as opposed to what I think. What I was really doing was learning about God's holiness. And I also was learning about his heart for justice and hatred of injustice. And of course, I also had to learn about God's mercy. You know, in Genesis 25, I believe, where Abraham foolishly passed his wife off as his sister. Well, in a way, he was. He was like a half-sister. And gave her the king of Abimelech. The Lord could have stopped it right then and there. He could have done all kinds of things to that king. But rather, you know what he did? Out of mercy. Yes, he was showing mercy and compassion to that guy, because he was acting in the integrity of his heart. He wasn't saying, ooh, I'm going to, no. He, in all innocence, he was thinking, okay, oh. And when he found out, he did what the Lord told him. He restored the woman. And of course, he must have been told what else happened, so he really understood what the heck the Lord was saying. Yeah. You'll have to read it for yourself, folks. I'm not going to tell you everything. And Abraham, I have a feeling that was kind of like Abraham's son was to intercede for this guy and ask for healing, all that. But at the same time, it must have been humbling for Abraham, because he had to be going like, oh, God, what the heck did I do to these people? Oh, Lord, please have mercy and forgive me for... See, I'm pretty sure it was something along that line, because I don't think harm was ever intended. Oh, but see, that's the beauty. But God acted out of compassion. And that's where another thing comes up. I think the Lord could have easily stopped the leaders of Gibeon. It was a city-state. It was like a little city-state that heard the report of Israel and like, oh, and they were scared. And it wasn't something they could go running for the hill. So they had a brilliant idea. But the Lord could have stopped them and told them, hey, do this instead. But no, out of mercy, God did not react as you might have expected. But Joshua, and I feel like the Lord was testing Joshua, are you guys going to learn to come to me before you go charging off so I could tell you what's what? And would have loved. I'm glad that they chose to acknowledge that, yeah, this is what happened, why we acted this way. They were scared. I go ahead and blame them. But you, all those things, I started learning about who my Father in heaven is, what he's about. And that's important. Yes, God is love, but that's not the only attribute. As I came to know the Lord, as I became more intimate with him, and I started having, slowly in time, began having conversations. it became a lot easier. And folks, that's what prayer is. It's about having a conversation with a close friend. Right now I'm doing a blog post, and I have a picture of two men who are having a conversation with each other, just like two friends, apparently. And I have a feeling those guys are on a prayer mat. I don't know. I don't know if they are or what they are. But it was a perfect picture, and that's really what prayer is. Yes, God is the King of the universe. He is the one for whom we must give an account for one day. And I would encourage you to develop a relationship, a prayer. You know, the God hears our prayer, and he isn't silent, and he does speak, but in multiple ways. The still quiet voice that we may hear prompts us to go this way, may hear all kinds of things, but it all had to link to what the scripture is saying. All right? Cannot go against God's revealed character, clear teachings of scripture, and his purpose. That's important that we know those things. And yes, be open to what the Spirit is saying. And don't be afraid to ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Could you please validate, confirm this in your word? Because I'm having a little trouble seeing that. It's not a bad thing to do. I want to keep encouraging you. Because prayer is very important, and it is powerful. In fact, you can't... We can only begin any action, no matter who you are, without prayer. And prayer can give power and fuel and energy to the things we're desiring. And trusting the Lord for guidance, but it all has to begin with a conversation. And by the way, did you notice I said conversation? Yeah. We have to learn how to be quiet, still, and listen. This isn't the microwave generation, folks. You have to be still and wait. God will answer in one way or the other. And if you really want to talk about waiting, let's see. Abraham was 99 years old when he was told that, yes, you are definitely going to have a son, and your wife, who is about a little younger. She was about approaching 90, I think. That she was also going to conceive. And by the way, they both laughed. Like, not like, ah, ha, ha, but what? You gotta be kidding me. It was that kind of laugh. Think. And it had to be because both of them were listed in the book, in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11. Yeah. Do you know that God does, as I said earlier, God has a heart for us. And he wants to do things through us and with us. It all begins with prayer. Yes, I'm glad that there are activists who are seeking to do what is right in God's sight. But let's support them through prayer. I'm talking about the activists who are acting as God would have us, not let the men's hearts or things like that. Yeah, those are guys. Yeah, because prayer is not just, oh, okay, I'm going to just pray this and forget. No. It does require action sometimes. And I've had a friend say, hey, don't forget to pray. Because it'll send people out, more people out to work the field because the harvest is plentiful. And by the way, Don't be surprised if you're one of those guys that he sends out. Yeah, that is true. But half you're like me and felt like, oh, I need to be a voice out there. And the Lord may be putting in your heart to do things and to speak out. But it's just you act with wisdom and begin with prayer before rushing out, asking the Lord, Father, is this of you? Boy, this is going to set the stage for another podcast. One on prophecy. Keep the thoughts about what you think I'm going to say through that podcast. And find out what I actually said instead of your opinion. Right? Hey, I want to encourage you. And by the way, you know one of the best ways also to learn about prayer is to join a house of prayer. Join a small your local prayer team, one on Zoom or someone there, and you'll learn about prayer. All right? Don't worry if you don't know a ton of scripture. You can pray like 1 or 2 minutes and not know much. Just being there gives some measure, because God wants to hear your voice. Father wants, loves to hear your voice. And your voice is just as valuable as the guy as Super Susie over there who can pray 4 hours at a time, she says. Really? I've been there. And at the time, I couldn't pray more than 2 minutes. That kind of boast did not make me feel very good. So do not be afraid. In fact, it can be a great place where you could go, not really say much, but, wow, learn how to pray and ask some questions of the Father later, like, Lord, how is it that they're doing this? Please help me, because I want to pray effectively. You don't have to pray exactly like some of the people you see, but learn to pray in the way that God wired you. And who knows? Maybe you'll join a prayer team. Maybe not. But prayer is an essential ingredient. It's our lifeline to the Heavenly Father, to the King of Kings. And you're not alone in praying. But you know that the Holy Spirit that's in you is praying for us and through us, even when we don't know how to pray. And I'm not just quoting apart from Romans 8. The reality is, I can recall a time where I was so emotionally distressed and upset that I didn't know. I just asked the Holy Spirit, please pray for me, because I needed prayer. And that's exactly what it is. He was already on the job. That's one. Two, Jesus lived to intercede for us. He's interceding on our behalf every day. And yes, that's a great thing. Now, if Jesus, the Son, is praying on my behalf, the Holy Spirit who's in me praying on my behalf, do you really think God isn't going to be interested? He knows that I'm wanting to pray and that I have two friends who actually they are all part of the Godhead. So guess what? The Father is there helping you with your prayer. It's not like you're doing it solo. It is incredible. All right, sorry this is not my best, but I wanted to encourage you to not give up with praying and to pray with passion. All right, and it is really something. Oh, you should see me when I'm praying with passion, because I can get really excited and real loud and say, Father, we need this, or whatever it is, and speaking up. Now you can hear the spike in my voice because I'm speaking at the tone that I do pray in. with a loud, a strong voice. But that's my personality. You don't have to do that. I know some people can pray passionately like that, and their voice is so quiet. It's like, oh boy. I'm hearing impairment, so you can guess. All right, I want to thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day. See you when I see you.